Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, the Memphis Tigers basketball schedule has been released. The non-conference schedule has been released. And look, I mean, we've kind of touched on it, you know, this week and you know, the last few. But first glance, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'd say so. It's a very credible non-conference slate for the Memphis Tigers. They open their season with two road games at Vanderbilt, at St. Louis. Now, Vandy should not be a very good team. They just lost Scottie Pippen Jr. I'm assuming that's a rebuild year for them. Mm-hmm. And they haven't really been very good under Jerry Stackhouse regardless. So you do go to Vanderbilt to start the season, and then 8 days later you are at St. Louis. So weirdly, you start with two road games in this college basketball season. St. Louis will be better, right? They will be better than last year. They will be among the best teams in the A-10. So that will be a game that they get up for at that. Heifetz, I believe, is where they play. Mm-hmm. So they will get up for that one there. At St. Louis, then you come back home with a game against VCU, a home game against VCU, which is, you know, a quality team. That's a name brand opponent, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not Shaka's, you know, VCU, but again, they're
last year a 22-win team.
Yeah, Mike Rhodes is a very solid coach. It's a good game,
better than a bye game.
Yeah, exactly. Then you have that ESPN Events Invitational, which is where you will start with Seton Hall. And then you win that game, you would get the winner of Nebraska-Oklahoma.
Right.
Win that game, you're cutting down the nets in March, most likely, in April. I mean, is that fair to say?
No.
maybe it's Florida State, maybe whoever, who knows.
I figured you'd say Florida State. Stanford, yeah. Ole Miss, Siena are the other three on that side.
Right.
You figure
right.
Florida State's coming through. They should.
Then you've got North Alabama on the 30th. That would be a bye game. Ole Miss at home on the 3rd. That would be a bye game. Then you have Little Rock.
You got all kind of jokes today.
That would be a bye game. Mm-hmm. Then your, I believe, neutral site game against Auburn in Atlanta.
Correct.
Haven't they already played Auburn in Atlanta? Didn't they do that once, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, did they not?
I think they did. So they're just going back to that, which is fine. It was a good game. It was a fun game.
Auburn's the highest-ranked team on their schedule right now, I think. Aren't they about 13 for between that 10 to 15 range?
Yep. Then they go from that game to Alabama. So that is quite the... I mean, the week of December 10th through the 17th is a hellacious week for Memphis because they start with the neutral site game against Auburn, then they go to Alabama, then they come home against a very solid team and a really well-coached team in Texas A&M mm-hmm. before closing things out against Tony Madlock, Amar Knox, TJ Madlock, Alabama State on the 21st.
Five SEC teams?
Five SEC teams. That's got to be the most that Memphis has had
on
its schedule.
It sure feels like it.
Like, in terms of, like, hard schedule, right? Not, like, a part of a Maui thing, not part of a tournament. It's got to be the most in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just go back. Because, the best years of Memphis Tiger basketball scheduling were, like, Cal's years, right? I mean, they just were. Like, 07, 08, they played a bunch of really, really good teams. So, that year they played Oklahoma. They played UConn in Madison Square Garden. They played USC in Madison Square Garden. They played Georgetown. They played Arizona. They played Tennessee, as we know. So it's not that level of scheduling, you know, because good grief. I mean, that's probably like four or five ranked teams right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know Arizona was ranked. We know Tennessee was 1-2. I believe USC was ranked when they played that game. because that was the yeah they were 24th. So that's 1, 2, 3, four ranked opponents they had on their non-conference schedule, which is loaded in 07-08. Yeah. They won't have four on this one. Alabama could be ranked, right?
Could be. This should hopefully they are.
Alabama could be ranked.
Some bounce back year.
Auburn could be ranked. I don't rule out that Texas A&M could be ranked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's possible. So that could be three right there. Am I missing anybody obvious in terms of who could be ranked other than that? So three. So you're getting close. You're getting close to, you know, the best years of scheduling that Memphis has seen, right, 07, 08. I mean, Josh didn't have – it's harder. It's harder in this day and age and in this climate to schedule, you know, non-conference games like this. But I think I got to give Memphis credit for this. And it comes at a time, too, where they have had some transition over there. I mean, Rodney Hamilton is no longer there, right, the director of basketball ops. Now, I'm assuming the majority of this probably got done before he left. But, you know, I give them credit for putting together a very compelling non-conference schedule. Like, they are trying to find the smoke, right?
Well, it's not just that. Remember, too, we saw those actual butts and seats numbers from an attendance standpoint last year. And let's be real, they shocked us all.
Yep.
You know, between 6,000-7,000 last year. Well, I can't remember if it was 6,300, 6,500. But in that range, we all thought the place had been fuller all season long. Well, it wasn't in terms of actual butts and seats and average. That matters with the lease, obviously. They've got with the Grizzlies. But that's the point, too, is that you can't roll out. And I think Penny Hardaway is here now. I can't roll out a bunch of bye games at home and expect to have attendance up, right? Now, some of that can be offset. Clearly, if you're a team that starts the year ranked and you stay ranked, I mean, we've seen it before in previous years. Doesn't matter who you play. When you've got it rolling, it's rolling.
Yep.
But at a time right now, clearly, where the fan base is saying we want more from a home scheduling standpoint, I think you've tried to sort of, you know, hit that box as well in terms of this schedule. So it's not just, you know, like you said, you want the smoke. You want to test. You want to be tested. A veteran team, one that's going to have some new guys, but you want to be tested before that conference schedule. There's that, but there's also, hey, you better make that home schedule a little bit more attractive because, again, you're trying to get that number of actual butts, that turnstile number, get those that number up.
That's exactly right. And look, I think it's a good step in that direction.
Is it super sexy from that standpoint? No. But is it better than having four or five bye games on there that you're trying to get fans excited about? Absolutely it is. Not to mention, it does the other thing, which is test you in a more realistic way. Right, more of a test for you than those bye games would be. So I like the shift to more, you know, concrete, real tests and games as opposed to just a list of, you know, as Dick Vitale would say, some, you know, cupcakes that, you know, just pad your schedule. I think Penny knows. We want quad one opportunities as well. Let, you know, these other schools, they get a ton of them in conference play. That's the other side of this, obviously. In the ACC, man, you're going to get a ton of shots, quad one, quad twos. But more importantly, those quad one opportunities, you're going to get those through. You don't have those
in
the AAC. That with Houston, and you hope to have it with others.
Yep.
But the likelihood is they won't be there. So you better get them in your conference. Excuse me, in your non-conference.
No, it's exactly right. I do think also it's a slow sort of acknowledgement, right, that Memphis is a good team to have on your schedule again. There was a time there for a while, right? Especially like last years of Josh, the years of Tubby, where there just was not much incentive, right? For a legitimate SEC team that wasn't in the region, right? I'm not talking about Ole Miss. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about, like, you know, your Texas A&Ms, your Auburns, mm-hmm. you know, your Alabamas. There was no reason for those teams to try to seek out Memphis because the brand wasn't strong and they could still beat you, right? But you beating them does not do much for you. Like, to me, this is sort of a signal that Memphis's brand under Penny Hardaway has rebounded.
Yeah.
These teams are happy to play you again because they know, okay, you made the tournament last year. You're a brand. People will come, you know, people will come watch, right? Mm-hmm. Alabama says that people pack the building for a Memphis Tiger basketball team, you know. Auburn says we'll get fans on a neutral site in Atlanta for a Memphis basketball team. So I really do. I think it is a sign that coaches, administrators around the country are saying, look, Memphis is a brand again, and they're worthy of Because, look, let's be real. Auburn can do it with anybody. Alabama can do it with anybody. Texas A&M can do it with anybody. You know? They could pick a lot of teams from the AAC that they would have a much easier time beating if they're going to go that route. But they want somebody that's going to, you know, hey, get some guys here. Get some fans in the stands. You know, let's have some buzz about this game. Let's get it on television. Right? These are all really solid games.
I was just checking out the number of quad one opportunities for Memphis last year. So the number's 9. They go 4 and 5 in quad one opportunities. Well, you just pick out a team. Kansas last year, 21 quad one games. Tennessee last year, 19 quad one games and opportunities. So it's so fewer opportunities for you coming through the AAC. Clearly, seeding for Penny Hardaway for this team is something they're thinking about and prioritizing. And if you don't get more of those quad one opportunities like these other schools, again, get naturally from their conferences, then you're not going to put yourself in that boat where you're, you know, not playing a number one seed in the second round. So I think clearly that was heavily considered looking at the schedules that we got to get as many quad one opportunities as possible. We look around, folks got 18, 19, 21. I think Bama last year had 18. Memphis again with 9. You're trying to do everything you can to combat that. So again, you're trying to check a bunch of different boxes. And I think in the best way that they can in terms of all the challenges they face. And like you said, the brand's improved. It's helping. I think they've hit the boxes they needed to. You know, going into a season like this, and you hope the veterans help. But what, like we said, you know, this is a new look team that's going to be trying to develop a new chemistry with so many new faces.
So okay, so let's just kind of go through this here. They have CBU and Lane in terms of exhibitions. Let's just see if what we can come up with. What's our best guess for what they're going to be rolling into conference play? All right, that's a good exercise. So at Vanderbilt,
dub. Like you said, Vandy's down, and
that's got to be a dub.
Is this Stackhouse's last year?
Yeah, you cannot lose that game.
Just wonder.
All right, at St. Louis,
I say they win, and that's a team that could be picked to win the conference, St. Louis.
It'll be a tough one. It'll be a very close game, but that's fine. I'll roll with you. VCU at home.
Win.
All right, that's 3-0. You're starting 3-0.
I mean, you could go 2-1 if you wanted to, but let's go 3-0.
Okay, you're going 3-0.
Kendrick Davis is on fire to start the year.
It's the best start for Penny Hardaway ever. ESPN Events Invitational. We already said they're going 2-1 in that one.
They were like 5-0 last year, dude, while you're tripping.
All right, so that's 5-1. We already said that. 5-1, because we said we did the over under and we said under 2.5.
Oh, on the tournament.
So that's 5-1.
Yes,
over under.
That's fine. Let's get some losses in there.
North Alabama 6-1. Ole Miss at home's
got
to be 7-1. Little Rock's 8-1. Auburn in a neutral site 8-2.
How dare you?
Got to be.
They haven't come together by that point.
I mean, dude, they're just going to run through the damn
don't
schedule.
You owe
they're
don't win. You owe Bruce Pearl at this point?
Yeah, but we got to give them with the L.
Fine,
there.
Fine, 8-2.
8-2.
The highest ranked team on the schedule thus far.
At Alabama. Road game. I'll give them a win, though. Experienced team. Senior team.
9-2.
9-2. Texas A&M at home. 10-2. They'll be 11. You're saying they're going to be 11-2 with they close at Alabama State.
Why you jump to you saying? You went through this thing with me just like I did.
They're going to be
now you're feeling guilty.
They're going to be 10-3.
10-3. 10-3 is a good number to shoot for.
Yeah.
That.
10-3, you'll be really – I mean, people will be feeling – 11-2 is, you know, very possible. It's within reach. The swing game is Alabama on the road. Maybe to some degree St. Louis on the road. I think that's going to be a tough one. But 9-4 is, to me, the absolute worst case. Like if you're worse than 9-4, like somebody has like gotten into a fight, right? Like somebody's gotten thrown off the team and threatened to stab somebody, right?
I was trying to see what they were last year through not well.
They were like 9-9, weren't they? They were like
they're 9-8 at one point.
Yeah.
But that was on into conference play at that point.
Lost East Carolina.
Yeah. That was part of a 3-game losing streak.
9-4 is the worst they could possibly be, in my opinion. If I mean they're just too experienced, man. There's too much talent. There's too much experience. 10-3 feels very doable. 11-2 outside shot, and I think that's kind of your range.
I think we're circling 10-3 is a realistic,
and then,
very realistic.
And then how many AAC games do you play?
Was it 18?
All right. So let's say. 10-3, 9. We do this every year, and like we're always disappointed by the end. Like it's never this good, but maybe this is the year where that changes.
Well, that's because Kendrick Davis is the
right
point guard.
We're basing.
We feel a little better.
History will change because of Kendrick, which is fair. That's a fair bet to make.
He's the conference player of the year.
Conference player of the year, right? Point guard. They've never had a point guard. This is a different time, new era.
So these aren't hyped up expectations.
Right.
That's what he's done.
So 14-4 in conference.
They were 13-5 last year.
15-3 in conference. They were 13-5 last year. Kendrick Davis certainly makes a 2-win difference.
Yeah, remember that 5 included losses to Tulane, East Carolina, and UCF.
Yeah, so 15-3 plus.
I like 15-3.
25-6 going into conference tournament play. Pretty damn good year. Pretty damn good year. That's got the look of a 4 or 5 seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 4 or 5 seed.
Remember, if Houston's as good as we think they're going to be,
get
like
one
national
of those.
Title contender,
yeah.
You get one of those, that's real marquee.
No doubt.
You know, could end up being your highest ranked victory
so
on your schedule.
So here's 25-6. You get to the
let's say you win two games in the
conference tournament. That's 27-7 going into tournament. That's what? 4 or 5, right?
I should hope so.
I think that's a 4 or 5 seed, which would be Penny's best year ever. It would be the Tigers' best seed, you know, since Cal, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was Josh's highest?
A bunch of six.
Like a six yeah. It would be the highest seed since John Calipari was the coach. And Memphis would be in position to make a Sweet 16 run. That's exactly what that would mean. I think that's all within the realm of possibility. Now, look, we have done this year after year after year after year. We have thought, hey, it all lines up. And for one reason or another, it has not come together. But if you want to say that it will be different this time, because Kendrick Davis, and you have a point guard, and he's a conference player of the year, I will certainly listen to that.
Yeah. I mean, they did get the season turned around. Ended
they
up
did.
The 24th ranked team at KenPom
last
year. I suppose it's getting, if it's a corner turned, it's getting yourself seated in a spot again where you're not looking at, okay, it's going to be a miraculous upset if you knock off, you know, a number one seed, get to a second weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So to that point, yes, there's a corner to be turned, certainly. Penny, you know, broke through last year, like we've said, getting to the tournament, needed to get to the tournament. Now it's about solidifying your position moving ahead. I think that taste of Gonzaga, you getting that close, right? That's left that taste in Penny's mouth.
And, yep.
Okay, I'm almost there.
Yep.
Let me go get a Kendrick Davis, most coveted guy in the transfer portal, and we're gonna try to turn this corner for good.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, again, as talented as you are, a second weekend, those kind of things, might not be so far off. Might not be so misplaced, especially when you got a conference player of the year.
Well, we just went through it. Memphis Tigers' non-conference schedule is out. I think it's a good sign for Memphis. I think it's a sign of vitality
and
health.
Good schedule.
Best schedule in a long time, right?
Feels like it.
Home schedule is not the best.
It's not sexy, but
yeah, I mean,
again, it's tough. Arkansas to come in here the first year of a home and home. Right, you got to get Musk to agree to that. Those things are tough to do. So you got targets and things you want to do, and then there's what you can do realistically. So considering all those things, 5 SEC teams on the schedule, you know, I think you got to be pretty happy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.